We are on Daf Tzadik Omed Aleph. We are in the middle of Tosfos. Let us again just refresh our memories. We had the first Loshon in the Gemara. The Gemara had wanted to say that it says in the Mishnah, Misha Yonosu Shtei Noshim Umeis Harishayne Kaidemes Lishniya. So the Rishayne Har Shibud was Kaidem to the Shniya Lagabi Diksube, so she has a Din Kedime. So the Gemara wanted to say that the Loshen Kedemes means Lechatchile, she has a Din Kedime. But if the second Isha, that her Shibud was Chal later, if she'd be Taifas to Nechosim, the Kodma Shniya V'Tofso Loi Mavkina Mino. The Gemara said, Shma Mino Bal Choyv Me'ucher Shekodam V'Gove Ma Shegove Gove. So let us see, let us again start the second Taifas. Shma Mino Bal Choyv Me'ucher Shekodam V'Gove Ma Shegove Gove. Teimeh. Masvore hizu, that if a balchayv mo'uchel was goive, that it remains with him. The lo yehei balchayv elekelekeach. The balchayv should not be any better than elekeach. The melekeach gufe katorif balchayv rishe. A balchayv is toirif from elekeach. So what is the reason? The reason is because I have a shibud on these nechosim. So you purchase nechosim which are already mishubit to me. So a bal choiv, you are toifes nechosim which are already mishubit to me. So how could we say such a lochem? And a bal choiv meucher shekodem vegove ma shegove vegove. V'tirets Rashbam. So the Rashbam answered on this kasha in Lomdis, you're 100% right. But mitzad tikon ha'ilom, a bal choiv meucher shegove ma shegove vegove. The bal choiv meucher odif melekeyach shaloi tino delas bifnei loven. That means if a balchayv mi'uchel will not be able to keep it, he'll learn not to lend the money. So therefore, the loch is that ma shegov v'gov. V'chein l'ksubis ishe mishum chine. And the same aloch is by ksubis ishe mishum chine. Our Mishnah is speaking by ksubis ishe. It is no Nihilas Delas, Mishum Chine. The Chiteimo, so Taisus asks, I ma she gove ike Nihilas Delas mi balchoi vorishen. So Taisus says, if you're saying ma she gove, you're creating a Nihilas Delas from the first balchoi. So the Gemara answers, loihi. Hoyel v'yochelikdoim, since the first balchoyv also has the breire and the opportunity to chaptenachosim, layimna milahalvay. So this won't hold them back from lending money. Avolimashe gove loygove, but it will tell the second balchoyv that he can't keep it. Ikenilas deles. Shemavsid balchayv meuchel legamri. So what is Taisvus saying? So the Val Taisvus is saying as follows. In Lomdis, that is true, just like a balchayv mugdim is goiva from alikeyach, since this karke is meshubit to me, so even though you bought it, I can Mikoyach maischushi, but I can take it away from you. In Lomdis, a balchayv mugdim could be teire from a balchayv meucher. But there's a cheshbin of Nilas Delis. And now it's Nilas Delis, they said that a Baal Choyv Me'ucha Masha Gove Gove. Frektois viz, Af Hogav, De Bereish Peret Sheini De Erchen Amrinon, Hoyu Biyodoy Heisloin, Ve'oma Erki Olai, V'chozar V'oma Erki Olai. Now, let us just explain what the Shitas HaChachomim is, B'inyoni Erchen. The Shitas HaChachomim is that a person, if he does not possess enough money to pay from the Erech that the Torah was Ma'arechem, he pays as much as he can pay. I mean, how much he has, he pays. So now, a person had 5 sloim. We're speaking about a person that's 20 years old, and I think the cheshbon is 50 sloim. And he said, Erki Olai. So he didn't possess enough money to pay any of the Erkim, but not only did he say Erki Olai once, he said it twice. Now, if he would have said Erki Olai once, so he would take his 5 sloim and pay. But now he said Erki Olai twice. He said twice Erki Olai. V'choz avoma Erki Olai. V'nosan dalid lishniyeh. So now he took 4 of the 5 sloim to pay up the 2nd erech. V'achas lorishoyneh. And the seller that was left over was for the Rishayne. Yotzo Yedeshteim. So it was Yotze both. My time. Baal Choyv Me'ucher Shekodam Vegove. Ma Shegove Gove. So Memele. So even though the Shibud, there was a shibud of 5 sloim from the first time he said Erki Olai, but the 2nd time is equivalent to Baal Choyv Me'ucha Shekodam Vegove Ma Shegove Gove Perish. D'chshenosan Dalad Lishniyeh. When he gave 4 sloim for the 2nd erech, Haino Kefi Asher Tasik Yodoy. That means he didn't give less than he possesses. He couldn't give the 5th seller for the 2nd erech. That means, since he was mishubid for the 1st erech, so whatever he gave to the 2nd erech is called, he gave as much as he possesses. Because he's mechuyev to give for the 1st erech. So theoretically he's mechuyev to give 5 to the 1st. He gave to the 2nd, but they were goyve for the 2nd erech, so memela, so is mashe gove gove. We'll see you soon. And memela, and the 1st erech is also yaitze, because he gave what he has left over. He has left over 1 seller. Shnos nachas l'shoyne nami yotza, mishim da'ayno nami kibir shatasik yodi, shleihoye lo yoysa, he didn't have more. Shekvar nosna l'shniye, umashe gove gove. If it wouldn't be mashe gove gove, he wouldn't be yotza the 1st erech, because he had more money. If without the din of Masha Govagova, he has 5 sloim, so he should pay the whole 5 sloim for the 1st erech. But since Masha Govagova, so when he's coming to pay up the 1st erech, he only has 1 seller, so he's paying whatever he possesses. The hu adin, the same halacha will be achas lishniye va'arba lerishoyne. If he'll first give achas lishniye and alba l'rishoyne, he'll also be yoitze. because achas lishni, it's called he gave mashetasik yodai, because he's mechuyev to pay for the first one. And then whatever was left over was four, so he gives four for the first one. Just, Ayum should understand what we're talking about, the nafkamin will be the other way around. What if he first gave one to the first erech? So he wasn't yay to the first erech. Because that, because he possesses five shloim. Why are you only giving one? So he wasn't yay to the first erech. If the Seder is this way, he gave first to the second, and there's a din mashe gove gove, so that already remains for the second erech. So whatever he gives for the first, he yaits it. But if he would start fakert, he wouldn't be yaits it. And if we would say mashe gove loy gove, he also wouldn't be yaits it the first, because he have more. But since there's a loch of mashe gove gove, so memela, whatever the second erech received, so lemaise that's gova. So whatever he has left, he gives to the first erech. Now, umikomokim chazinen hosom. But Taisa says, now let's get down to brass tacks. Damrinin bal choiv meucher shekodam vegove, ma shegove gove, afa gavle shayach osam nilas delas. There's no nilas delas. That means the whole Rashbam was saying as follows. The Rashbam said that theoretically, if there's a bal choiv mugdim, so the shibud that the bal choiv mugdim has on the nechosim should be bekoyach to be teire for whoever takes the nechosim. If a bal chay mulche takes the nechosim, if a lekeach takes the nechosim, I have a shibud. So the Rashbam had said, Einoch enami, it is taketru, in lamdish you're 100% right. No lemaisim, a bal chay mugdim, is not teure from a balchay mulche als nilas delas. Fine. So that is dafka when we're speaking about balichayvis and lending and nilas delas. Here there's no nilas delas whatsoever. There's a nilas delas over here. So why isn't there a din why is there a din that mashegove gove? So this kasha, Taisus is asking on the Rashbam's teretz. He says, the Rashbam explained that the reason of Mashe Gove Gove is because Nilas Delas, that reason doesn't apply over here, and the Gemara says Mashe Gove Gove. Ulekamon porich lo Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rabbeinu Chananel also asks this kasha, a different kash, not the Rashbam's shtik teure. Now the Rabbeinu Chananel asks, a halochedike kash. So Rabbeinu Chananel asks, aho de maskinen b'shile pirkin, de ma she gove loy gove lekule alma. There the Gemara firzois, that everyone holds ma she gove loy gove. A balchoy meucher she gove loy gove. So the Rabbeinu Chananel asks, and the Gemara Nechem says, Mashe Gove Gove, Vosem Amrina Mashe Gove Gove. So we have here Akasha from the Gemara Nechem, the Rabbeinu Chananel asks, als the halochidike aspect, and Taisva says, als the lomdes, if the lomdes of Mashe Gove Gove is als Nilas Delos, there it doesn't pass Nilas Delos. The Tiret, so the Rabbeinu Chananel on this kasha said two terutzim. One terutz he said, the gabi hegdish vadei mashe gove gove, the ein lochush hoyil vahakel hegdish. So he says, I'm a ridike terutz. That means like this, the whole lombus, that a bal choiv mugdim, can be goive from a bal choiv miyuchel, is because I have a shibud. So my shibud, so you want to take away from me? No, my shibud is kodem, I'll take it away from you. Masha'enken over here, it's going into one pocket, it's going into Hegdish. Napshat is if you pay for the second Erech, you're taking away from the first Erech. Hegdish is losing. Hegdish isn't losing anything. It's the same Bailis. He made two Nidorim. He made a Neder to Erki Yolai. He said, Nochemol Erki Yolai. So he's Bechuyib to pay to Erchim. But if this got paid for the second Erech, you're not taking away from anyone. There's no Shibud, you're being Mavkiya. So this will be paid for the second Erech. That was one Teretz, he said. Oy teretz, then the Rabbeinu Chananel said another teretz. The hosam b'metaltalim, lefichach ma she gove gove, avo b'mekarki ma she gove loy gove. Now let us understand this teretz. So Bachonam brings down the ktsois. He explains the ktsois that what is pshat, a moiridike pshat. The lomdus of Masha Govo Loy Govo, the lomdus is the way Tosfot asked Akasha. A Baal Choyv Mugdim has a Shibut. So what is Pshat? A Baal Choyv Mugdim took it. He took something that's Mishubit to me. I'll take it away from you. Just like you can take away from a Lekeach, I can take away from you. Why are you different than a Lekeach? That is the lomdus of Masha Govo Loy Govo. But what is, we're speaking about metaltalin. So let's talk about a lekeach. What happens if a loive had metaltalin and he sold his metaltum to lekeach? Can a balchoiv be goive metaltalin from mishubodim and echte ketov? There's no such thing. You're not goive metaltalin from mishubodim. So memeila, so that was a meridike teretz that the Rabbeinu Chananel said. The Gemara Nerchen is speaking about metaltalim. So by metaltalim zicher, Masha Gove remains by him. The first Balchoyv can't take it away from him, just like he can't take away metaltalim from Lekuchis. Fakelt, a Balchoyv and Lekuchis are the same thing. Masha Ein came. We're speaking about Karkois. We are speaking about Karkois. By Karkois. So there, Meiker Adin, the Balchoyv Mugdim should be able to take away from the Balchoyv Meyuchel, just like you could take away from a Lekeach. So for Kelso, so the Beit Chananel says, Allah, we paskin, he can't take away. And the Gemara Nelchen is speaking about Metalto. Fine. So Al Koponim, what did we accomplish with this Teretz? We accomplished with this teretz that by metaltalim, the halacha is mashe gove gove. That's what we accomplished from this teretz. Mashe gove gove, because you can't be, just like from Aleikeach, you can't take away metaltalim mishubodim that he purchased, so you can't take away from a balchay mulcha. Balchay mulcha and Lekeach are the same thing. Now, the Gemara in Ameniach is speaking about such a case. There was a Shoir Tam that was Mazik. Now, the owner of this Shoir Tam was a Loiva also. So he owed money to the Malve, and now the Shoir Tam was Mazik. So it says in the Gemara as follows. Kodmu Balechoives vehigviyu. The Balechoives went and they took the shirtam. They took it for themselves. Bein chav ad sheloi hizik. Sai the halvor was before the hezik. Let's be megashim the inyan. He borrowed $1,000. The shir is worth $1,000. The halvor was Sunday. The hezik was Monday. And Tuesday, the Balchoy went and took the share. He took the share. He owes him $1,000. He took the share. Bein chav at sheloi hizik, bein hizik at sheloi chav. Or, if the hezik was Sunday and the avo was Monday, loy osu v'loy klum. So the Balchoy, the tfisa of the Balchoy is worthless. Opolit. So the Gemara says, Bishloime hizik ad sheloi chav. No, this I understand. If it was first Mazik Sunday, so the Shibud of the Nizik was Chal Sunday. The Halvo was Monday. So Nizik and Kodmo. So you understand. So he's a Baal Choyv Meuchel. So you understand that already. Elachavat Sheloi Hizik. But if the Halvo was Sunday, the Nizik was Monday. Balchov kodom, so why can't he be teifisit? Kasha number one, which is not negeyos. Now the Gemara goes further. Vafilu hizik at shaloi chav. But this I also don't understand. Vafilu hizik at shaloi chav, the hezik was Sunday, and the halvo was Monday. Nami balchov kodom vegova, but the balchov took it. He was teifis the share. Shma mino, so from here's a raya, balchoiv mucha shekodom vegove, ma shegove loy gove. So the Gemara says, ooh, so kaponim, we have a raya, that's a whole tumul, it's ma shegove gove, balchoiv mucha, we have a raya, ma shegove loy gove. Fine. Faktach toysu shayme shamayim, they're speaking about metaltalim. I just explained beautifully the Gemara in Erchin, that by metaltum, everyone knows Masha Gova Legova. The Shail is by Karke. But by metaltum, Vashteitzich, he can't take away from the metaltum. Yuzicha, by metaltum, Yuzicha cannot take away. So it should be Masha Gova Gova. And there the Gemara says, Shmami no Masha Gova Legova. You can take away from him. Shema Shemaim. How could you take away from him? Aval gav dehosem b'metaltli ma'iri. How could you say by metaltli ma'ashe gova le'gova? Just like you can't take away from a lekeich, you should be able to take away from a balchoit. Le'kashemidi. D'shoir tam shemazik kemekalkoi domi. Asher tam shemazik is equivalent to karki, kediyoma hosom. The islay kola, that is a koil. Given the nogach, ture nakhone kori lay. So, that means as follows. So, lochay retaisis means to say that why can't you be goive metaltalim Mishubodim from Lekuchis. So, Lochayre, let's say there's a milva bishtar. Why can you be goive metaltum? Just like you goive kakois mishubodim from Lekuchis, I'll give you metaltum. So, bishad is by metaltalim. There's no koil. People don't know that, that this is mishubid. So, memele. So, that's why al takanta the Lekuchis, you can't, the Lekuchis should have to know that, But on Karkois, it seems as a keil, so people know. By metaltum, no one puts two and two together. So memele, so that's why you can't be geiver from the lekuches. So Taisva says, but a shoyer that shtoist, so everyone knows. So this is in all the papers, Sunday this shoyer shtoist. So memele, so if a person would buy it Monday, so we'd be gave it from the Lekeach. You know, there's a Keil, there's a Sher Nakhon. Why did you buy it? Who told you to buy it? So if a Lekeach would buy it Monday, we take away the Sher from the Lekeach. So a Sher that has a Keil, that it's Meshubit to the Nizik, is the equivalent to Karka. So the same thing, a Baal Chayv. That is a balchoiv meuch, it's also equivalent to karka. But we have here a shaila, if a balchoiv meuch is shegova, ma shegova, gova, or ma shegova, loy gova. So the Gemara says, from here we see that ma shegova, loy gova. But in emerson, but this is an emerson equivalent to karka. Period. Now, before we say Taisvis further, I want to give a shtikol agdome. The Maram Shif is Mavaya. The Rabbeinu Chananel in Taisvis had learned as follows. By Karke, what is the din? A balchoiv mo'ucha she govo. Is it govo or loy govo? So that's a debatable shayla. There's a svore loy govo, because it's not, he's not better than a lekeach, so I can take away from him. There's a svore govo. Well, it's nilus delus. Fine, that's by kake. By metaltalem, there's nothing what to talk about. By metaltalem, zicher, mashe, gove, gove, because you can't take away from a lekeach metaltalem ishebodim, so then you can't take away from a balchoy mucha. That is shitas artoisvis. But we found there's a metaltalem, there is a kul, so you, it's a carcass, and you, then it's tolin the machloikis of balchoy mucha shegove, is gove or lekeach. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam, we're going to learn the Shitas of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, Taisa says this in three lines later, but we'll understand what Rabbeinu Tam said. This Kasha, what Taisa had asked before, how could one say, Abal Choy Mu'uche Shegove, Ma Shegove Gove, how can you say such a thing? Why is a balchoy better than a lekeach? Why is a balchoy better than a lekeach? That was Taisus Kasha to begin with. So Taisus Rashbam said, it's better, nilus delus, ain't in the hell. Rabbi Natan didn't want to listen to such a svara. Rabbi Natan held this as an eyes in the kasha. If he can be gaver from a lekeach, is he can be gaver from a balchoy mulcha. So what did the Rabbi Natan do with this kasha? So Rabbi Natan says, by kalke, less man the polig v'cholim kein the cholim nisht, that it should be mashe gove gove. Karke? Just like you take away from a lekeach, you chazicha take it away from a bal choiv mu'uche. You take away, karke, there's no sofik, there's no sugya. If there is a sugya here, that clears a shaila if bal choiv she gove, if it's gove or not gove, by metalfalim there's a sofik. By metaltalim you could say mashe gove gove, but by karke, less man the polling, mashe gove loy gove. Now we'll see, that's at Rabbi Natan, he says this a little later, and we'll see now, the lady gets in tap water also, we'll see. Okay. Ucheinyin zeh, but this is the saying like this. This shtik teure, what I said before, I mentioned by metaltalim, the svor is mashe gove gove. Ge'inyin ze ho yerogel Rabbeinu Tam leforish. Rabbeinu Tam used to say pshat na gemore, shma mino ma shegove gove, the gemore da habi min ma shegove gove, mi metaltali, by metaltali, you could say such a thing. The lechol apoch is, mi metaltali is lon lo upmi, we could say our Mishnah is speaking about metaltali, that means you have a diik from our Mishnah Masha Gova Gova. It says the Rishon is Koidemis Lishniya. She is, but vice versa, the second one Chaps Masha Gova Gova. So, I could be Miyashiv this diik. I could say the Mishnah is speaking about Metaltalim. I could say the Mishnah is going according to Rameyadom and Metaltalim Mishtabdi Liksube. The Gemara later wants to say, Mashe Gove Loi Gove. Now, Loi Gove we have to understand. Why is Mashe Gove Loi Gove? What is this different than a Lekeach? Why is there svar to say by metaltlim mashe gove loy gove? You can take away from him. What's the svar by metaltlim? We're going to have all the sugi that says by met. If the whole sugi is speaking about metaltlim, so there's a svar to say mashe gove loy gove by metaltlim. Zok the Rabbeinu Tam, haynu nami biksu bedavke ube balchoy. Da daite da hani loinochis liknois shibudo. they weren't noches adaita dahane liknei shibud. We'll explain this soon. Avol bemetaltalim deloikeyach, da adaita dahani metaltali nochas, dinohu damrinen dein yochel lohitzi miyadam. Period. Now, let us explain what was bothering the Rabbeinu Tam and what the Rabbeinu Tam is saying. There is a tzad in the Gemara we're going to learn later that Masha Govo Loi Govo. Masha Govo Loi Govo. Now, this is very difficult to understand. If you're speaking about Metaltlum, why Masha Govo Loi Govo? And if a lekeach will buy it, so it's bought. You're not going to metaltal b'shibodim from a lekeach. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that's 100% true. A lekeach will buy metaltalim, then it's sicher you're not teirif from the lekeach. A balchoiv, a ksubis ishe, is going to metaltalim, then there's a sforet to say, you could take it away from him. Why? So the Rabbeinu Tam says as follows. Aloikeyach was noches adaita from these metaltalim. Aloikeyach wanted these metaltalim. If he wanted these metaltalim, he bought these metaltalim, you can't take it away from him. A malve, or a ksubis ishe, when they lent money, they wanted these metaltalim. No, when they lent money, they wanted this shoyer, they wanted this, they want noches adai to these metaltalim. Therefore, you can take it away from him. We didn't explain too much yet. I'd like to say over, Akasha of the Ayelas HaShachar, and perhaps to try to say a teretz. The Ayelas HaShachar understood Tosfos, but yes, Akasha and Tosfos. He said he would understand Tosfos if we'd be speaking about something else, but what we are speaking about, he doesn't understand Tosfos. But let us explain what he says. He says like this. Lu Yitzuya did be a shayla. If let's say a bal choiv meucher was teifis a shoyer, and the bal choiv mugdim comes over to him and says, "I want the shoyer." So and the bal choiv meucher says, "You want the shoyer? I want the money. Good, I'll give you $1,000. Give me the shoyer." Such a case. Let's talk about such a case, and we'll talk about the same case that a lekeach bought the shoyer. And the Baal Choy will come over to the Lekeach. I want the shirt. And they'll tell them, what do you mean? I bought the shirt. I'll give you $1,000. Give me the shirt. Let's talk about such a case for 1 minute. So the Ayelas HaShachar says, in such a case, he understands Tosfos. Why? Because Pshat is like this. The Baal Choy will come to the Lekeach, he'll tell him, give me the shayr, I'll give you money. And Shuldik Rabid, I bought the shayr. I bought the shayr. I had $1,000 before. I bought the shayr. You want to give me $1,000? A guten tag. If the Aloch is metaltali, you can't want metaltal mishubodim, what's that? I should give you the shayr, you'll give me $1,000. I bought the shayr, I want the shayr, and you have no right to take it away from me. Not mechuyev to give it to you, and you'll give me $1,000. Masha ein kein, a bal choyv mu'ucher, that was teifis the shayr. So the bal choyv mugdam will come over to him. Herzich zu. When you lent money for the shayr, that was the meduba, you lent money to be goyve this shayr. You lent $1,000, you want to get back $1,000. Herzich zu, this shayr is meshubit to me. So I'll give you the $1,000 and give me this shayr. Zok Ayelas HaShachar, if that would be the meduber,
in our Taisvis, so then we would be able to understand the Svara what Taisvis is telling us. A Lekeach is better than a Baal Chayv Mulche. A Lekeach was a Daite Dohochi, he bought the share. You can't take away the share from him. Masha'en Kein a Baal Chayv that the Halavo and the Ksubisish was not on this share, and you have a Shibud on the share, so then we can hear, listen, I'll give you $1,000, give me the share. Then help me up is the Svar of Taisvis. But that's not the Medubar over here. The Medubar over here is not, the Medubar over here is that, I want to take, Taisvis says you can take Masha Govo Loi Govi, I take away the share for you and I don't give you a penny. Why? Because when you lent money, you didn't lend on the share. So I didn't lend on the share. I lent money to get it back, and now I got it back. So what's kindness to me? Give me the share, because when I lent money, I didn't lend the money to be goyve the share. But I lent money to be goyve, and now I was goyve. So what right do you have to take it back from me? This kasha the Yelos HaShacha asks on Taisvis. He doesn't understand Taisvis. That means if the Meduba would be only on the Gufa Sheril, so then you'd understand Taisvis. So Taisvis is saying, listen, you weren't interested Bishas Alvo to get Bedavke the Sheril, and the Sheril is Meshubet to me. So you give me the share, I'll give you $1,000. You only interested in $1,000. The share is Meshubet to me, give me the share. Mashen kebay likaya. But that's not Pshat and Taisvis. Perhaps we could say Pshat and Taisvis as follows. That it could be there's a difference if imkeinem anachnu, that the reason why metaltalim are not mishubid to a malve, if a lekeach bought them, if the reason is als atakone, it's takanta de lekuches, that means lekeach never knows, it's we made atakone for him. We made atakone, people will be buying metaltalim, you'll take it away from them, so they made a takona, a lekeach can remain with what he purchased, even though it's meshubet to a malva. That's a takona. If we'll say for 1 minute it works with a takona. And that was pshat and taisis before, if there's a koil, so then there's no takona. If you knew it's meshubet, then you bought it, so it's your hard luck. Aber al kaponim, im keinem anachna, that works with a takona. So it could be taisis is saying as follows. The takona, but here no one knew about it. The takona only applies, this is a takona sashuk. A person wants this chayfetz, and he bought it, and he was unaware that it's meshubit, so there was a takona, you can't take it away from him. The takona was if he was interested in purchasing this chayfetz, so there was a takona, leave it by him, you can't take it away, even though it's meshubit to you. But if in Yesod, by a Baal Chayv Me'uche, you're not interested in this Chayfetz. You need this Chayfetz? I mean, Beike, you need the money. So there was no Takone that I can't take it away from you. We're working with Takones. The Takone was only said, if you're interested in this Chayfetz, the Chayfetz Geter on 11, and you're unaware that it's Meshubet, so we say you can keep the Chayfetz. But if this Chayfetz is not a criteria by you, so then we say, Mikya, then it's Meshubet, so the Baal Chayv Mukdim can take it away. Ah, you'll be left with nothing? No, you'll be left with nothing. But the Takona was never said in such an oifen. The Takona of Takonis Hashuk, that if it works als takone, that als takone you can't take away from lekuches, so this is only a din of lekuches who were interested in purchasing chafetzim, so they said you can't take it away from them. He needs a share, he buys a share. The next day, someone knocks on the door. You know, it's meshubet to me. So memele, so there won't be any shuk. The world won't be able to continue like this. So there they made a takone sashuk that metaltolim. Mishubodim, the malva can't be goyve. But if this is not similar to the Takonis Hashuk, the Malva Mucha wasn't interested Bechlau in Shoya, so the Takonis doesn't apply. If the Takonis doesn't apply, so then I go over to the Malva, and I tell him, I go up to the Malva Mucha, and I tell him, Rabbi Yid, listen, it's Meshubet to me, there's no Takonis, and Shuldik, you give it back to me. Finished. Al koponim, if that is pshat and taisvis, or that is not pshat and taisvis, about the guidelines we hear from taisvis. Taisvis wants to say, the Rabbi Netam said, to yisaydis, by karke itzicha mashe gova loy gova. There's nothing worth to talk about. Yes, a shibud, I'll zicha take it away from you. By metaltalim, we have tutstodim. One tzad is mashe gova, Loi Gova, which is very, one side is Mashe Gova, which is very understandable, because Metaltal and Mishubodim, you cannot take away from a Lakeich, and Udin you can't take away from a Balchoi. That's the tzad of Mashe Gova, which the Rabbi Netam understood. And there's also a tzad Mashe Gova, Loigovo, you take it away. So that Rabbi Netam said this only works by a Balchoi v'nexubesisha. But a Lekeich Yizicha can't take away. And this, and the Chilik is because a Lekeich is Nochis Adaita Doche, so you can't take it away from him. A Balchoi v'nexubesisha, we're not Nochis Adaita Doche, that means this article, Anish Ongegangen Zayin Levin, so Mamele there, you could take it away from them. Yeah.
Vahode boi la suki nami lekamon plukte de benanes verabonon bebalchoiv meuche shekodam vegove. Later the Gemara wants to say there's a machlokes benanes and the rabonon by a balchoiv meuche shekodne vegove, if ma shegove gove or ma shegove loy gove, so the Rabbi Netam says, havi nami b'metaltali. So the Gemara learned it is speaking about metaltalim. Avo b'mekalki loy leime shum tane ma shegove gove. And that's what the Rabbi, that's the Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam held a Balchoiv Meucher can never be better than a Lekeach. If by Mekalke, a Balchoiv Mugdem is Goive from a Lekeach, so Memele, so Izicha Goive by Karke, from a Balchoiv Meucha, Balchoiv Meucha is not any better than a Lekeach. So if there's a Machloikis Tanoim, if you say Mashe Gove Gove by a Balchoiv Meucha, it has to be speaking about Metaltalim. Now, Utzricha Lamei Mahashte, now we'll have to say, Toho de Oma lekamon lekule alme mashe gove gove. The Gemore feels ois that everyone holds mashe gove loy gove. Everyone holds mashe gove loy gove. Ube elchen masik mashe gove gove. So our Gemara says that everyone holds Mashe Gove Loi Gove. You can take it away from him. And according to the Rabbeinu Tam, this means by Metaltalim, you could also take it away. The way we had said as far as there's a chilek between Metaltalim that a Lekeach purchased and metaltalim that a balchoiv was goive, since his leinochis adaita the metaltalim, so therefore we did not make a takone, and you could take it away from a balchoiv meuche. That's lahaloche. Ube'erchin masik, mashe gove gove. And there the Gemara says, Masha Gove Gove. So we'll have to say, before we had two terutzim on this kashe, so now one of the terutzim falls off. We'll have to say, the first teretz, Hegdishani. That Hegdish is different. That means that all, if there are two Balei Choyves, so the shibud that the first one has, the shibud kodem that the first one has, so therefore he can take away from the second balchav. That's the svore mashe gove loy gove. I can be teirifed from you, just like he can be teirif from lekuches. But by Hegdish, if a person said erki olai and erki olai, there's no two Toivim, it's one reshus. Hegdish is Toiveya. So it's not pshat that Hegdish should take away from Hegdish. The whole thing is only negeya the neider alone. He said Erki Alai and Erki Alai, and he's paid for the second erich. But so the Gemara says Mash, so it's paid for. Masha Gove Gove, it's paid for already. She only has one seller left, so that seller he's paying up for the first erich. But there's no Indian bechlau to take away from the tashlumim of the second erech. The loimotzi lishnuye, we cannot say the previous teretz mishum de be'erchen metaltalim. Tosis had said before, from the Rabbeinu Chananel, another teretz, the Masechtas Erchin, we're talking about Metaltalim, and by Metaltalim, everyone holds Mashe Gove Gove, because, just like you don't mon Metaltalim from Lekuches, you don't mon from Abal Chayiv Merucha. But that teretz falls off according to the Rabbeinu Tam. Mishum de lekamo nami b'metaltele ayri. Kede pirashte, the Rabbeinu Tam said that the whole Gemara is speaking about metaltelim. And the Gemara is a tzad afilu by metaltelim to say mashe gove loy gove. And there's a difference between abal choyv and lekuches. So, Mamela, that teretz falls off. Va'oid yeshloima, we could say maybe another teretz. The be'erchin milva alpe. Erchin is speaking, it is a milva alpe, there's no shtar. Here we're talking about a ksub, it's a milva bishtar. Hilkach ma'ashe gove gove. Okesova milva aksuve batoire lav keksuve bishtar domi. So lochayre taisvus means to say as follows. Our Gemara is speaking about aksuve, or whenever we're speaking about bechoy, we're speaking about a milva bishtar. A milva bishtar, it seems, there's a shibud on the metaltalim. So memele, so we could have a tzad to say mashe gove loy gove if we didn't make the takone by balchoyv, or we could say that we made the takone mele mashe gove gove. That is by a milve bishtar, a milve alper. So Taisva seems to be saying, afilu by karka, there's no shibud whatsoever. By milva peh, there's no shibud. So if there's no shibud, so fashteitzach, you can't be teirif from olakeyach, you can't be teirif from a baal choyf. There's no shibud. So memele, so therefore the Gemara says, Ma'ashe gove gove, because they're speaking about a milva peh, there's no shtar over there. Now there is a shaila if we say milva haksuve b'toire kichsuve b'shtar domi. That means a milva haksuve b'toire means a deraisa dike mechayev,
So if he said Erki Yolai, that's called a Milvak Suva Beteire. So if we would say Milvak Suva Beteire Kir Suva Bishtar, so we would have a problem. So they says no. We'll say we hold that Gemara hold Milvak Suva Beteire Lav Kir Suva Bishtar. So it's a Milvak Peh. A Milvak Peh, there's no Shibud. There's no Shibud whatsoever. So Vashteitzeh, you can't be Teiref from the Baal Chayv Miyuche. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam learned the sugyas. V'choza Rabbeinu Tam mitiritze. And he fell off the steritz. The Rabbeinu Yegufe mitalpli diyasme loy mishtabdi l'ksube k'may sheichachti bishili ha'isha shenoflu. Rabbeinu Tam was Chayzer, because we had before the whole Rav Meir that says you could be Goyve from Metaltlum is only Minei. But Metaltli the Yasmi, you cannot be Goyve Aksube. So what does that mean? So that means there's no shibud on metaltali. There's no shibud. That's what you can't mount from Yesaimim. By Yesaimim, there's no problem of koil. By Yesaimim, the criteria, is there a shibud or isn't there a shibud? And if the Rabbeinu Tam said that by Aksube you cannot, according to Rameyu, that you gave it, Metaltlim for Aksuba, but metaltli diyasmi, we are not goive, so is Eisgishpat, there's no shibud period by metaltli. There's no shibud period by metaltli, so how could there ever be a svara, mashe gove loy gove? That means you take away from him. How can you take away from the balchay mauche? There's no shibud whatsoever. Agavuche, the Tumim and Simen Kuvdalis, if Kotn Alev said Taisus before, had learned that there is a Shibud by Metaltalim, that you are Goiva from Metaltali Diyasmi by Ksube. So Mamela, that's how the Rabbeinu Tam understood till then, but now the Rabbeinu Tam was Chayzer. So the whole Shtik Teire falls off. Umeforish Rabbeinu Tam, so it can't be speaking about metaltalim, because by metaltalim you would never say mashe gove loy gove. Meforish Rabbeinu Tam harsug yibi mekarke. Vohochi koma, now by karke, so then we get stuck, so why by karke is there svar to say mashe gove gove? What is it different than lekuches? Vohochi koma, shmami no mashe gove gove. Vohochi achstome kebenan is the masik shmulakami, the bluktai bebalchoy mauche shegove. Ay, what's the svar of afogav de torif min alekuches? We have to go back to the Rashbam. The Bnei Tam did not want to say it, but the circumstances forced him to say it. V'li nire, so the Ri liked the Rabbeinu Tam's mahalach. V'li nire, I like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Metaltali Ayriyoch. It's speaking about Metaltali, it's Gevaldik. That means by karke yizicha say mashe gove loy gove. There's nothing but to talk about. Metaltali, here you could say tutsdode. But we have a problem that by metaltali diyasmi loy mishtabdi liksube. For osye ke raptalfen, our Mishnah is going according to raptalfen. The Omer Lamisha Meis Viniach Milve Oipekoden Biyada Cherem Raptalfen Aimino Solokoshu Shabem. Raptalfen said that it's Shayach to be Goive Metalplin for Maksube Laacha Mises Sabal, and it's not called Metalpli Diyasmi. That was Raptalfen Shtik Teire. So Memele, so there's no problem. So it could be, if our Gemara has a pilpul, And our Gemara wants to say that our Mishnah holds Mashe Gove Gove, so it has to be speaking about Metaltalim. Ay, it's metaltal the Yasmi, so it has to be speaking, it's a Pekodin, and our Mishnah is going according to Rav Tarfon. Finish. So, I mean, if it's Oiskish Parfon, the Mishnah, Mashe Gove Gove, so all these other things are also Oiskish Parfon, that is going according to Rav Tarfon, and it's speaking about, Abakaki can't be speaking about, because that's what Rabbi Netam said, Kake is Zicha Mashe Gove Loi Gove. So it has to be speaking about Metaltum, and it has to be going according to Rav Tarfon, and it has to be speaking about that the Metaltum or by Yanivka or Bishu Sarav, whatever it is. So Memele, so it's not Metaltum the Yasmi, so then we could be Medaik from the Mishnah, Mashe Gove Gove. Could be Mashe Gove Gove. Miyu Ktsas Kosher. But Taisvi says, but there's one problem. Le'ike da amri, the masik, the ike da amri, we didn't learn yet ike da amri, but the ike amri wants to say, shma mino mashe gove loy gove. Ike da amri is a dik from the Mishnah that we say mashe gove loy gove. Frektach Taisvi is, Heichish Mamino. If the whole Shaila is only by Metaltalim, by Kaka there's no Shaila whatsoever. So if you say Mashe Gove Gove, so it can't be speaking about Kaka. It has to be speaking about Metaltalim, and we say the whole Seder's going to claim Teraptalim, etc., etc. But if you have a Dik from the Mishnah, Mashe Gove Loi Gove, the Mishnah means Mashe Gove Loi Gove. So if that's Pshat, the Mishnah, so how could you bring a Raya in the Shaila of Metaltalim, say Mashe Gove Gove, Mashe Gove Loi Gove? Our Mishnah is speaking about Kalke. Our Mishnah has to be going according to Raptalfin. Our Mishnah is speaking about Kalke. And by Kalke, everyone knows Mashe Gove Gove. So I can say Shmami no. The Shaila is a Shaila by Metaltalim. Could be our Mishnah speaking about Kalka. That's the Ktsas Kosher. Hey, Chishmamino, Dulma Masnisen b'mekalki, Dulekula almei loigove. So Tosfos lives back Ktsas Kosher, Alibederi.